Check. Check.
DJ Rampage. Yeah. Mix Show Madness. Come on. Ride with me.
The days on the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract,
and me, the five-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
But then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of honey. I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer, cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I say that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, cause none can test me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. Stop remaining, no, I'm training, cause I misbehave. I come correct and full effect of all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Take the time, take the time, take the time, take the time,
on the boulevard of Linden. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the Sunday.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I'm
I go to Rubicon Series XM 141, healthcare for the culture. One of the great honors about this platform and what we do on this show, what we do on the Land State Radio Network, is the chance to bring in a group of interns every year. And every year we usually bring in a couple of interns. This year we have five people that are interning with the Land State Radio Network. You've heard Anna Rubicon. You've heard Pax Fordham, who used to intern with us. I think that was back in 2021. And Pax used to do shows with me when he was in college. He was at Oakwood University, my alma mater. And now Pax is in D.C., and he's doing big things. I just saw him. He was at the Black Caucus up in D.C. He was flicking it up with Van Jones and other important people. Pax did an internship in Congress. And really, he's setting himself up for a political run at some point. Pax is only 24 or 25 years old. And he's one of the few people I'm just like, especially when we were doing a sports show, I was like, Pax, this is before the Rubicon was on HR Voices. And I used to say, I'm like, Pax, I love having you on the show, but you're too smart to be talking about LeBron James versus Michael Jordan. Like, you're a brilliant young man. Go forth and do better things. And he has, and he will come in periodically on this show, and he really knows the political end and how politics impacts healthcare and healthcare policy. I have Nolan Meyer, who's interning with us. Now, Nolan's the youngest intern that we've ever had. Nolan's in high school. But once again, a brilliant young man. I just can't say enough about Nolan and the way he carries himself and his level of maturity. And he's interning with us. He's a senior in high school. I believe he's in high school down at somewhere in Brentwood, Tennessee. I don't know if he's at a private school or a public school, but he's down in Brentwood. And Nolan is just an outstanding, exceptional young man. And not just his IQ and intellect and grades, but just the way that he carries himself, his maturity. People that look you in the eye and shake your hand and have a certain posture, you can just tell that this young man was raised correctly. I'm like, this is someone with an aura and with a gravitas about him. So I'm reading an article that he does writing for the show, and he's really interested in healthcare, and he writes for the Rubicon. So I want to make sure he's credited. So there's an article that Nolan wrote recently. Measles is rapidly back on the rise in the U.S., even compared to 1 month ago. As of August 20th, there have been 1,375 confirmed ongoing measles cases in 42 jurisdictions. According to the CDC, there have been 35 outbreaks in 2025, which is nearly double compared to last year. So why might we be seeing this rise when we have a vaccine that is 97% effective after two doses? The answer is likely to do with COVID and its end. A Johns Hopkins study in early June found that about 80% of U.S. counties have seen a decrease in measles childhood vaccination rates since the COVID public health emergency. The CDC has also found that only 92.7% of kindergartners actually had the vaccination, which is below the 95% necessary threshold to prevent outbreaks. So basically what Nolan is saying is that it's not necessary, or at least this is what I'm taking from Nolan. I wish he was here, because he could set me straight. This is not a political issue. Basically, what Nolan is saying is that because of COVID, people were not leaving the house. It was a change in just the structure. People were home. You had the lockdowns. And during that time, because people were on lockdown, if you had kids, if you had young kids that would normally be getting their measles vaccination and other boosters and other things like that, you didn't go to get them because you were at home. I never thought of it that way. Remember, Nolan's only like 17 or 18. Like he's a young man that has better understanding of healthcare than myself. But that's a different spin, and that's a different viewpoint that I never really thought of. So this is a fantastic article and writing by Nolan. That's why Nolan writes for the show. But I wanted to use his thoughts to segue, because I think that he's solving some issues with the understanding and the humanity and the empathy that COVID did change the way that we go to the doctor. I know during COVID, I didn't go to the doctor for like two and a half years. I was afraid to go to the doctor, because I'm like, I'm going to go to the doctor and get coughed on. I'm going in there because I have acid reflux. I'm going to walk out of there with COVID. I don't want that. And we get used to being in a bubble and being alone. And I think that I'm one of the things I've been ripping the far right. I think that locking down the country, which many people on the far right agree with me, I think that locking down the country was really deleterious. You see the rates in depression. You see the rates in obesity, diabetes, unchecked conditions going up during that time. And I understand that it was a novel virus, so you didn't know what you didn't know. But I don't think that everybody shutting it down for 18 months. I think when we go back to that, I mean, I get that they didn't have basketball and the Daytona 500, these places where tens, hundreds of thousands of people congregate. That makes sense. But I remember at one point I was watching Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN, and he was discouraging people from going outside to jog. And I remember looking at that, I was just like, if I get COVID, he literally was saying that somebody could have been jogging on that path a minute earlier and the sweat droplets could be in the air and you could breathe into those and end up with COVID. And I was like, if that's the case, I'd rather take my risks. I remember me and Rampage, we were out getting it at Dave and Buster's during the COVID era. And there weren't that many people there. And we were social distancing. Rampage and I were like sitting 20 feet from each other. But we made a decision that, hey, we want to be careful and respectful, but I'm going to take my chances being outdoors. And I just think it's an interesting take by Nolan on why we might be having this measles outbreak. It may have nothing to do with politics. I know people are making fun of President Trump because he can't pronounce acetaminophen, and I'm not necessarily going to take my directions clinically from President Trump or even, RFK, and I'm gonna go to my doctor. I respect what they're saying. They have a right to put out what they want to put out. But ultimately, and I said this about COVID, I wasn't one of those people that was encouraging everyone to get the vaccine. I was saying that, hey, you need to understand your health situation. I have it. I have Lyme disease. I have a chronic health condition. So I was going to get it. But I'm talking about my mother. My mother got it, and she still had COVID. She still passed away from COVID. And my mother is probably the healthiest person on that side of the family. So you just don't know. You gotta have that discussion with your primary care physician. But shout out to you, Nolan. That's a fantastic article and just a great spin by another young, brilliant mind. Sirius XM Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios. James Lewis.
You dislike the decisions that I've made.
They have a poor impact. I feel like CEOs or people managing hospitals should be somebody who has a license.
But what about so you should not be able to
not if you
manage
don't have
a hospital if you don't have a nursing license.
Not a nursing license. It could be an MD.
I've worked with people that said that to me when I've been in executive roles. They're like, well, you're not a nurse. I'm not going to listen to you. I'm like, you are going to listen to me or you're not going to have a job on Tuesday. Like, it's just, let's work together.
I just don't think they really, people who don't come from that clinical background, who have not been on the front, they don't really have
you don't really respect what I do.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios. The Rubicon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Hypertension and heart disease, autism, postpartum depression, breast cancer awareness, insurance premiums, HIV testing, root canals, racism, sexism, medicinal marijuana, risk management, yoga, food deserts, Medicare and Medicaid services, domestic violence, obesity, anxiety and depression, DEI, alcoholism, insulin, dopamine addiction, big pharma, and of course, politics. The Rubicon, healthcare for the culture.
When you feel invisible, exhausted, stressed, or anxious, when you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.